This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Riot police in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are still patrolling the streets today in the wake of massive anti-government protests. Georgia's parliament is set today to endorse the state of emergency that President Mikhail Saakashvili called for in order to quell the protests. The decree banned independent media and public gatherings, and it defied criticism from Western allies and domestic political opponents. Saakashvili is a Western leader, who has styled himself as a beacon of democracy in the unstable Caucasus region. Under pressure from his main Western sponsors, Saakashvili appeared on television late on Thursday to announce an early presidential election on January 5th. Analysts said that would give his opponents little time to unite behind a leader. Retired New York Judge Michael Mukasey has been confirmed as the new U.S. Attorney General. The Senate yesterday approved his nomination 53-40. Mukasey initially thought he was to be a shoo-in for the post until he hedged on a question about the interrogation technique known as waterboarding in his confirmation hearings. Mukasey refused to define the practice as torture, which raised the ire of Senate Democrats. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer had this to say.
Judge Mukasey is hardly perfect. He wouldn't be the person I would have nominated. But he's clearly head and shoulders better than what we would get. And that is not something to be dismissed.
The vote made Mukasey the third person to head the Justice Department under President Bush. He'll inherit a Department of Justice that members of both parties say suffered under the previous leadership of Alberto Gonzalez. Republicans in five states who want to hold early primaries can go ahead, but at their own peril. GOP Chairman Mike Duncan said New Hampshire, Florida, South Carolina, Michigan, and Wyoming would lose delegates to next summer's national convention for violating party rules against holding nominating contests before February 5th. The Republican National Committee voted yesterday to impose the penalties. Both Republican and Democratic Party leaders have struggled to control their primary calendars as more and more states announce early elections. Finally, pharmaceutical giant Merck & Company has announced it will pay $4.85 billion to settle claims linked to the painkiller Vioxx. Merck removed Vioxx from the market 3 years ago after a study showed it doubled the risk of heart attack and strokes in patients taking it for more than 18 months. The settlement is one of the largest ever in civil litigation, and it will settle 27,000 lawsuits by people who claim they or their family members suffered injury or died after taking the drug. According to reports, plaintiffs will receive different settlement payments depending on the severity of their injuries and how long they took the drug. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, you take over.
Rachel Martin,
we'll
do that.
Thank you, Rachel.
I like it when she gets bossy.
We got the next 15, 20 minutes covered. Then it's Rach time again.
I'll tell you, check back with you later.